Good morning. Yeah, morning. 7:41 on Tuesday, August the 11th, 2026. Here on, it's a mostly blue sky morning in the high plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. 68, 70 degrees, a little bit of a breeze blowing compared to yesterday. Oh my God, that was a struggle. I'm taking it easy again today, but I am walking. I am talking. And trying not to shout over the trucks. School's on back in session. School is back in session. I've been getting buzzed by school buses all the way down West 20th. Kind of miss school. I keep thinking I'd like to take a class. I don't know what. I keep looking. Ames Community College has, it's just like down the street. I could literally walk to class. It's that close. It's a hike, but it's close enough I could do it. Especially if I walk directly there and not all the way around Robin Hood's barn to get there. But they have a creative writing class. They actually have a self-publishing class. And I thought, that could be fun. And then I thought, no. That would be a dangerous thing for me to do. I really don't want to undercut the teacher. And I worry about what the teacher might be teaching. So, yeah, that's the net effect. And maybe take a Spanish class. Something new. Something, pardon the expression, novel. I'm walking and not talking because I'm coming up on a heavy truck that's just sitting here grumbling beside the street. Driver's on the phone, so that explains why it's sitting there. But looking for something novel, that's, I think, why I've pretty much come to the end of the road on No Man's Sky. At this point, I'm logging on to send out my frigates at the end of the day. Logging on in the morning to establish my settlements. To settle my settlements. They have issues that pop up about once an hour. I still have a couple settlements that are in development. They haven't quite reached peak settlement stage yet. But it's basically the same thing over and over, again and again. Lady across the street walking a dog, talking on the phone. I assume she's talking on the phone. She may be recording her podcast for all I know. Ah, here comes one of my favorite NPCs. Green skirt. She has a little white dog. And the color of the dog matches her hair. She always has a cardigan. Sandals. Good morning. She's looking quite tanned. She's not out. She's out all the hours of the day. I've seen her walking around the neighborhood. So she's getting sun. YouTube. I need to do something with YouTube. I need to watch a bunch of random videos to confuse its algorithms. I watched a couple of "You should do this if you have high blood pressure. 10 things you should eat if you have type 2 diabetes." And honestly, one of them seemed to have at least one oar in the water. Which doesn't really help when you're rowing, because it just means you go in circles. Okay, that hat is a choice. Big floppy white brim hat. It's good for this weather. But yeah, No Man's Sky is pretty much more of the same. A couple of weeks ago, Fallout New Vegas was on sale on GOG for like $8. And I've been thinking about getting back to Fallout. Fallout 4, it was a lot of fun. I had a bunch of DLCs. I hated the one that was down east. The amusement park one was fun. Once you realized it was a sniper's paradise. Taking out all of the outlaws. it scratched my bloodthirsty itch. The Down East one, oh God, radioactive fog, lame ass story. Two interesting characters, Old. What is his name? Old? Not Old Hawthorne. Longfellow? And the girl, the ship fitter. The rest were pretty unremarkable. The plots of runaway synths was meh. The hotel full of androids was, or cyborgs was tedious. So I thought, well, let me take a look and see what Fallout New Vegas really didn't have the graphical chops. The people all look more or less the same. It's hard to tell one from another at a distance. And it took the old west sepia tone so far. I was like, "Jesus, do I really want to play this? Do I really want to spend $8 and a few hundred hours?" It's certainly not the $8. Spent more for less. But I got it, and it took me a bit to get it installed. I think I talked about that before. And I've been sort of chipping away at it, starting off, and discovering some of the things, some of the mechanics that I liked a lot in Fallout 4 got either picked up by New Vegas or, and I don't know the chronology really. I think New Vegas came after Fallout 4. Someone will undoubtedly correct me. But it's kind of fun.
Morning.
I haven't looked at any videos. I don't know what the gameplay is like. Or I didn't know what the gameplay is like. I have a good idea of what it is now. It's a bit stilted in places. It has the old same problem, same delightful characteristic. All the right guys say the same thing. You had enough. I like that one. Yeah, that's fun. The kill cam is there. I've forgotten about the kill cam. Every once in a while, you get a shot, you do something, and you get a slow-mo replay of the kill. Which is sometimes comic. comedic, if nothing else. And sometimes really, really fun to watch. It's like, yeah, take that. Did I come by the marked post and not slap it? Probably, because I still have the phone in my hand. I don't remember swapping hands. Still recording, so that's good. And yeah, there were a lot of people moving through that area at the moment, so I was probably paying attention to them and not where I was. So it's a bit of a cloud. The sun's behind a cloud right now. I'm not getting its direct sun, although the cloud filtering out some of the bright light is not doing a squat for the UV. I'm working up a sweat. Glucose. Ooh, glucose numbers are coming down. The morning fast numbers have been problematic. And since my A1C test comes in the morning every day, every time, when I have it, not every day, that fasting glucose reading is telling. It's somewhat problematic if it's high, because it measures the liver's propensity to release glucose. So I've instituted one of the recommendations, which is no snacking at night. So I have a 12-hour window where I don't eat anything. 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. I'm ready for breakfast by 6 a.m. rolls around. And I usually have dinner done, dishes done by 6. It's rare that it goes to 6:30. So it's no real hardship. All I'm giving up is my evening toast, which I had to give up anyway, because of carbs. And the replacement, yogurt and berries, which is really more trouble than it's worth. Morning. So yeah, the glucose numbers, sticky. The glucose numbers are coming down. This morning was an egg day. Tomorrow is an oatmeal day. I need to do something with oatmeal, but I don't want to put any extra carbs in it until I have a reasonable baseline established, and then the occasional blip becomes less problematic. So yeah, it's coming together. I'm gonna roast some chickpeas today. I had a bag of chickpeas. I bought a bag of chickpeas a long time ago. Didn't do anything with it. So I soaked a whole bag of chickpeas. Holy crap, that's a lot of chickpeas. And so I gotta do something with this whole huge tub. So I boiled them up yesterday. Took a couple of hours, simmer. I could make masaba with them, I suppose, which is a Middle Eastern hummus dish. Chickpea stew sort of thing. Could make a curry. Oh, I didn't think of that. They could make a curry. Could make a chickpea curry. Potatoes. I don't know if I still have a sweet potato tucked away. Should look. I gotta go to the grocery store. Probably today. If not, certainly tomorrow. Walking past the park here. Fall is definitely here. I always thought, I probably said this like 19 times already, but I always thought the haiku seasons were weird because they started a month early. But it's definitely, the season has definitely changed. The grasses have pretty much lost most of their seeds at this point. A lot of the field grasses are straw, yellow, brown, gray. Some of the trees, the leaves are fading. They're not as vibrantly green as they used to be. Even the willow sisters are looking a little gray. Oh, today's Tuesday. I forgot to take in the trash can yesterday. It's sitting up there by the side of the road. Oh, yeah, because trash day is Monday. Didn't even think of it. I don't think I went for the mail yesterday. I should have to do that. Probably should do that. There might be a $1 million check in the mailbox, and I don't know it. As if. At any rate, I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow, well, as we know, tomorrow is a 3 day, 24, almost 25 minutes. Yikes. Tomorrow is a 3 day, but the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.